Full service.
Bushwick Internet World. This is Jack Inslee, and you're locked into Full Service Radio live every Thursday. Except this one, this is a pre-record. But live every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org, which I should say is a non-profit food radio station. So get with that. Tonight's very special. We had to make special arrangements because the man hosts the only other show on the planet you should listen to during my time slot. If yes. You can live in like parallel yes. worlds and universes, Gold River Takedown on East Village Radio, which is every Thursday at 9, is that right? Or is it 10?
Thursdays at 10.
10 to 12. 10 to midnight. The man is none other than Jerry Jones. What's good, homie? Get right in the mic.
Chilling, ready to do this.
This man is a full-service resident. He's somebody I've known for a while. There's tons I want to ask him, but as usual, I want to get right into the music and not waste any more time. So, as I said, this is a full-service radio. Shout-out to TechServe for sponsoring tonight's program, TechServe.com.
Yeah, TechServe.
Skip the Apple Store. And you can find us on iTunes. Every week, it'll just come to your phone for free. Subscribe to the podcast, Full Service Radio. Gunwash in the building. Let's get it.
Okay. Let's see what you can do. Any lock in the world is just a little puzzle. And the only key is the key. No lock is perfect. Any lock can be picked. All you need is time. Okay. Your turn.
I think this hobby would be more beneficial for you than me, Frank.
Teaching you is the hobby. Okay, go. You know, I did 6 years for one stretch, and then I did 10 for another.
I did know that, but Hunter told me not to mention it. According to your file, you were first arrested for possessing stolen goods. And then tax evasion.
My tax evasion rap was garbage. I was a second story man.
What's that?
Finding a way in where no way in exists. You know, climbing up to the second story.
Come here, baby.
I specialized in jewelry, diamonds. You want the most value by the ounce when you're rappelling down a 50-story casino in the middle of a hurricane. Oh. And the women back then...
The most value by the ounce.
I always went high end.
Jerry,
that way nobody gets hurt. Except for the insurance company, crooks. Hey, that was your best time yet.
I'm getting the hang of it.
We're gonna clean
up. Come here, baby.
Come on.
gonna turn up tonight.
Back, 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 back. I'm trying to change this rap shit. It's easy. I'm
locked into the sounds of Jerry Jones on Full Service Radio.
Presence, 'cause you make me better. Can't live without you, so I'm praying we just die together. It's fuck the weather. for bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Niggas be hating, I'm rich as a bitch. 100K, I spun that on my wrist. $200, spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Or that he going that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the coroner in. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, running in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses, all in them Porsches. You pussies can't handle afford it. 4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you bore me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I visit your place. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And I'm at it again. Let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Cop me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas this week bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling up skinny like Austin twins. Niggas the squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Shot with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock my bed, I'm killing this year. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Want it with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No lube drops when that red on your skin. Bang, bang.
Educated, independent women rap your set. A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui. Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Right.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive. Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
Burn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
Thank you.
Locked into the sounds of Jerry Joe. Listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Trash the party.
Full Service Radio. You've been listening to the sounds of Jerry Jones, Gold River in the building. I have no engineer tonight, so that's the clap you get, man. That's it. Yo, you could have a seat right by the microphone so everybody can hear that wonderful voice. That was a hell of a set. I seem to say that every time, but that was especially smooth, man. Like,
thank you, Jack.
You're a smooth dude.
Thank you. I try. I practice.
Damn. Well, a lot I want to talk about.
Me too.
Man, it's funny interviewing a homie, though. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Rec-Tech was
It
no
is
problem,
pretty weird.
Because Rec-Tech,
I like it, though.
When Rec-Tech was here, he just went right into interview mode. He's like, you know? Right into it.
He's good at it, man.
He's a radio pro.
Yeah.
So, wasting no more time. As you know, Heritage Radio Network's a food radio station. So, if you had the gig of your dreams and you can eat anything you want after the set, no limits, what is it?
Okay. First, I want a fresh juice, like, hands down. In that juice, I want grapefruit, apple, lemon, ginger, and collard greens. And then, but it can't be a lot because I don't want to be too full. And then I want a Chateaubriand steak with mashed potatoes and red wine.
Wow.
That's it.
And then it's sleep time, though.
And then it's fucking
See,
sleep
everybody
time.
Gives me an answer that doesn't really, like, get you ready for after parties, you know? That's kind of like, it's kind of like throwing in the towel.
I'm ready to go to fucking sleep after that.
Real talk. I feel that. So you've been DJing for some time now. I first want to know where the name Jerry Jones comes from. Obviously, sports fans are with it.
I'll
mean, is
you.
It a sports thing or is
it's
it not?
It's not. It's like a totally random story. So right when I got my turntables, my friend would come over and we would mix. And we both used fake names online. My name was Jerry Kuglad. His name was Barnaby Jones. So we combined Jerry and Jones.
Wow.
So both of our, like, online names. He stopped mixing and I, like, kept at it. So I, like, kept the name. And,
wow,
like, no one complained about it, and I didn't get any, like, weird looks.
No, because of the Cowboys thing.
Yeah.
Most and, people, like, probably just think that.
Yeah.
But you're, like, not a sports dude.
I'm not even close.
Do people always come up to you and try to talk, like, football with you and shit, and you're like,
okay,
nah.
Well, the only thing that people comment on is that he actually bought the world's biggest flat-screen TV, or, like, he had it made to, like, people like to bring that up to me, like, it's something.
You're
and I'm
flossing
like,
in your
okay.
DNA. Wow. All right. Now, how old are you at the time where you're doing the whole, like, fake internet name thing and, I guess, starting to DJ?
I was 22.
22. And you're in Florida at that point or in New York?
I was here.
So you weren't really DJing growing up in Florida?
No. Not at all.
And what got you started with DJing in New York? Well, why did you move to New York in the first place?
I moved to New York for a girl, and that girl was a good excuse for me to go back to college, because I needed to go back to college.
I won't really ask anything further about the girl situation, but
okay.
So where's DJing come in, though?
Okay, well, starting when I was 18, I started to get really obsessed with just collecting albums, and I would just go nuts. And I wasn't really doing anything with that except just, like, playing it and chilling out and just smoking weed. And
so you're a collector.
Yeah, I was just collecting like crazy. And then my friend, he made a mixtape on Audacity, which is literally...
Dude, I grew up on Cool Edit Pro, so that was the shit before Audacity.
Okay, so you know, which is, like, literally, like, moving, like, wave files. So I was, like, beat matching in this really, like, weird way. More, like, fade outs, and I would, like, record a bunch of found sound. And then I realized that I really wanted to do the real thing. You know, like, decks, mixer, and then it became this thing where I felt like DJing kept me out of trouble. Like, it kept me at home doing something that I loved. Like, I wasn't, like, going out, like, making a fool, you know? I was just, like, working on something, yeah. And it just became something that I, like, just loved.
Now you started out sort of your professional career at East Village Radio, and how did that start?
Okay,
like,
that
what
started
was in there.
Good story. I interned there 2 summers ago, and I was really good friends with the boss there. And for all my time there, he said, "Look, I want to give you a single 2-hour special." And I said, "Yes, that's awesome." And so I did that special. They liked it so much that they kept asking me back, because at that time, which was December of last year, Friday from 2 to 4, there was no one there. So they would just, like, I think that was more of a slot to, like, test, like, new, you know, just to test, like, talent out. And so they would bring me back on that day every single week. And then July, they asked me to do it for real, and then they gave me a real time slot Thursday to 10 to 12, and then...
So dope.
Yeah.
It's a great show. What was the first special that got... Like, what was the 2-hour special?
It was you and Lion Dog. You motherfucker.
I knew that. Oh, man.
Yep.
World's biggest dick of an interviewer. But, I mean, now...
Baiting me.
Now...
Baiting me into that.
No, really, though. Since that special, though, it has to be said, like, you're highlighting some of the best talent in the game, period, and you're pretty much like a few steps ahead of everybody else when it comes to this. I mean, you had Bauer on the show, no?
I had Bauer in last a year ago now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're, and I, at the time, I honestly didn't know who Bauer was. Yeah. I mean, I was just getting on to that stuff. So, like, let me put it this way. As a DJ, are you more interested in, like, that collection aspect of it and really groundbreaking new talent in this game, or about crafting mixes that, say, somebody might want to go home to and listen to on headphones? Like, where does DJing sit for you more?
You know what? That's a good question. I have to say both, because I am obsessed with downloading. Like, I don't stream anything. Like, I'm not a streamer. I download like crazy. I do backups all the time. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just like, I just love to have everything. Mm-hmm. So that is a big thing to me. And then I'm also really obsessed with mixing in a way to get 2 records to sort of like talk, to make a new song with those two. I want to make a new song out of, like, you know, a song on both decks. And right, that's like, right. So I just sort of, when someone walks in to a club that I'm playing or like tunes into my show, I want them to immediately be like, yes, like, I'm staying here. This is awesome. Like,
and that's due to the combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I mean, where do you see that going? Do you want to be known as like the DJ in the game? Do you want to get into label work? Do you want to produce? Where do you see the next 5 years of Jerry Jones?
I'm starting to produce, but production, I have to like create this passion for it. Mm-hmm. Where when I want to mix all day, mm-hmm. and I have to be like, I can't mix so I can work on beats. My goal is I want to be that guy who like plays in really nice clubs, like for like probably like every Friday, every Saturday. No one knows who that is, but he's just like killing it, and he's like making their whole night. So like that's sort of like what I want to do. Like I just want to like roll up, play for like 5 hours in like peace, and like get paid like $1,000, and like just make everyone's night.
So it's about the people for you.
Yeah, that means that's a real high.
That response.
That's a real high for me.
And
it's a serious high.
You've definitely been gigging out over the past, I'd say, like, you know, a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. What are some of the highlights for you as a DJ?
Full Service.
Yay.
Hands
wow,
down.
Really?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Full Service at peak time is just, like, unbelievable. I played, like, a 70 set. It was just, like, 70 tunes with, like, a lot of grime. And, like, people were, like, screaming, like, like all of my drops at me, like "Come here, baby," and it was just like crazy. Like it was like wall to wall. Like the wall was sweating. Like it was nuts, and I was just like, I didn't even feel like I was like standing up. You know what I mean? Like you get like taken somewhere. It's crazy, and that was just, I'll never forget that. That was unreal.
Do you remember the month of that one?
God,
who else played?
It was in the summer, I think. No, or it was either in the summer or very early fall, and I don't, it was when you were taking a break, and I think it was just like me, it was Dunes, Ed, and Rec.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember the month.
And Cabo, too.
And Cabo Blanco. Yeah, I think I was like there for a little bit. Yeah. So full disclosure, on Full Service Radio, whereas Rec Tech and I founded the party, Jerry Jones kind of stepped in, I guess, what, like a year ago? Probably around just about a year ago from now.
It's weird that
and
it's
became
been
a resident of the party and really held the party down, more or less through the party for about a year, and that has now launched the Gold River Party at Tandem.
That's right.
Some other events coming up at Pianos.
Yes.
And that's exciting for me because I feel like you kind of were thrust right into a party that had momentum,
mm-hmm.
and you immediately got it. It's exciting that you're here in New York. I'm glad that girl, you know, looked at you the right way and made you
me too.
Fly your ass from Florida to New York. It's some crazy shit that
it is some crazy shit.
Only a Jerry Jones would do. But it's great that you're out here, and I mean, the parties are fire. This guy knows how to play peak hour. He knows how to mix tracks. You're not going to go see somebody just up there for the attention. I mean, the detail is there, and that's why the radio show is so good. So I really encourage listeners to, I mean, if you know, we have a lot of listeners here that are foodies that are not into the whole scene or whatever.
Yeah.
But if this sound excites you, the Gold River Show in East Village Radio is really a place where you can hear groundbreaking artists as they're coming up before people get them.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you realize just how ahead of the game you are. And I think, if I have to say, I think in the next 5 years you're going to do big things that you probably don't even see yet, because
thanks, man.
The understanding of the whole game is just like on point. So
thank you,
keep
very
up
much.
All the good work, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
homie.
You so much, man.
It's so
Anytime.
Incredible.
You're the man.
It's really incredible how your show is live right now at the same time as this. I don't know how you did it.
We're doing it.
It's incredible. Well, you have one more track to close the show with, yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Is it a surprise?
Do you want to
announce it? Yeah, announce
it. It is "Funny Little Man" by Aphex Twin.
Ah, man, that's
I just want to throw back.
No, please, man. You can go ahead and cue it up.
I'm gonna step
You've
up
been
and
listening
do this.
To Full Service Radio on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're live here every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. when you're not checking out Gold River. And FullServiceParty.com for more information on that. You can see upcoming parties, friends of ours, everything you need. Thanks again to TechServe for sponsoring. You've been listening to Jerry Jones. He's going to close out the show with some Aphex Twin, which makes me a very happy man. See you next week.
Yeah. will fuck you up the bunghole, and then I will sneak into your room, and cut your cock off, and stuff it in my mouth, and sew them up with my little bullies.